Good evening.
Hey there.
How are you?
Do you mind if we come in?
What brings us here? We're here to cook your dinner tonight.
We also have a few drinks with us. Think of this like a little congratulation party.
Well, you did get that scholarship, didn't you?
Nonsense! You have worked so hard and you've done a lot for us. Whether it's helping us on small errands, keeping us lonely women some company, and even looking after our kids time to time. Tonight, let us spoil you for once. Sounds excellent, Grace. Do you mind giving me a hand in the kitchen?
Sure. Be right there, Olivia.
I guess I'll set up the table and keep the man of the hour some company. So, while the others are getting dinner ready, why don't we shoot the breeze for a bit? So how does getting that scholarship feel? You can finally attend that art school as you always wanted. So does that mean we won't be seeing you for a while? Ugh, that's a relief. Guess there is nothing there's gonna splitting us apart, is there? So, by any chance, are you still single? Really? I'm surprised that there is no lucky girl in your life. Why do I ask? I just want to know why girls can't see what a gem you are. How is me and my husband doing? Well, my husband has been on business trip to business trip. And whenever he has come home, he doesn't even talk or even look at me. So I guess I've been pretty lonely. I haven't even been touched in a long time. I'm sorry, that was quite vulgar of me, wasn't it? You want to use you as a relapse? I don't really know what to-
Dinner is finally ready, Beatrice. You mind giving us a hand with the plates?
Oh, of course.
Not to brag, but I think I outdone myself this time.
Well, this is a time for a celebration, so it makes sense that you would make this meal extra special. Is that right, Beatrice?
Oh, yes, you're right.
Is something wrong, Bea?
Oh, no, it's nothing.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you for the food.
Oh my, Olivia, you really have outdone yourself.
Told you.
Beatrice, what's with the look on your face?
Don't worry, I already said it, it's nothing. I was just telling him about the old hubby problem.
Oh, that? Well, it couldn't be worse than with mine. My husband said he would have been back by last week, but now I can't even get in contact with him. And tomorrow is supposed to be our anniversary.
Oh my. Well, about my husband. Actually, I'd rather not about it.
All right, enough about that. Tonight's supposed to be a celebration. So let us toast to this fine young man here, don't we, ladies?
Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, what are you... rubbing my thigh. B, is everything okay? You seem to be breathing heavily.
Oh, no. It's just that the food is so good that it feels like an orgasm in my mouth.
Are you... rubbing my pussy? Fuck, my pussy is soaking wet.
B,
I'm really starting to get... You know something, we really gotta get this man a really nice piece of ass, shouldn't we?
God damn it. When will this girl ever learn that she just can't hold her liquor?
Well, I better take this one home.
Don't worry. Leave the cleanup to us.
Sounds good. Okay, you. Upsy-daisy. See you around.
Bye-bye.
What was that about? I mean, rubbing my pussy like that. It just felt so... I can't even put it into words. I haven't been touched in so long that I can just... Hold on a moment. Hello, Sasha? Yeah, it's Beatrice. I don't think I'll be coming home tonight, so do you mind staying with the kids? Thank you. As for you... Let me take off my pants. Use those dirty hands and ravage my pussy some more. You want to take this to your room? Okay, lead the way. You're so rough putting me on all fours. I fucking love it. Oh, please use that big fat cock to destroy my pussy. Oh, God damn, this feels so good. Are you spanking me? Oh, yes. Spank me harder. You fuck me better than my husband. He could never do this. You love fucking this mature woman, don't you? You're about to come? Okay, honey, let it all out. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my gosh, yes. My fucking God. Oh, I haven't felt like that in forever. Oh, you really know how to please a woman. Oh, good thing I made the call for staying over, because I can't even get up now. Came here and rest your head on my milkers. I have a feeling we will be seeing a lot more of each other in the future. Be right there. Oh, hey there. I'm glad you could come today, even after that little party last night. Am I all right? Of course I am. Why do you ask? My eyes are water? Well, it is. Nothing. Please come in. Sorry about the mess. I told you, everything is fine. Why did I call you over? I guess I just needed some company. Well, do you keep asking me that? I already told you nothing is wrong. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped at you like that. It's just that. It's just... I'm sorry. You have to see me like this. It's just that bastard I call my husband. After everything I have done for him, after all the sacrifices I made for him. Someone I know sent me this earlier. Yep, that's my husband. The person who swore to always be by my side, making out with some young chick. The worst of it is, when I confronted him about it, all he said was, "What do you expect? You're old, fat, ugly? Of course I would want someone more younger and sexier." I know I am on the elderly side, and I guess I have packed on a few pounds. Maybe I am just an ugly old goat. You don't think I'm ugly? You think I'm one of the most sexiest women you ever met? Even with my age and the extra pounds? Thank you. I feel much better now. That's just like you, cheering me up when I'm down in the dumps. You know, please wait here. There's something I want to do for you. Ta-da! What do you think? What? Did the sexy lingerie take you by surprise? I just figured that if my husband is gonna leave me for some young tramp on our anniversary of all days, why shouldn't I give all of my attention to someone who actually deserves it? What do I mean by that? Basically, you get all the perks that my ex-husband had. My lips, my tits, my ass, my pussy, and all the love you can imagine. Why don't we get it right now? Don't tell me you're not interested. I heard how you fucked Beatrice. Of course you told me. We never keep secrets from each other. Especially about our sex lives. That's why I figured you'll be on board with this. And with a boner in your pants, I figured right. So let's get those pants off. Whoa. That hard cock looks amazing. Can't wait to shove it down my throat. Sit on the couch and just relax. All right, here I go. Mm-hmm.
I love the taste of young cock. Does my mouth feel good? Do you want to feel my boobs around your cock? Looks like you're really enjoying this. Here, take a nice handful of my ass. You love my ass, don't you? You love how I shake my ass? Okay, enough fooling around. It's time for the best part. I'm gonna fuck you so good that you'll want to come in me over and over again. I hope you're ready. Never thought I'll get so turned on by a young man's dick. You're the best at this, you know. You're gonna come. Let's come together. Fuck, you are amazing. You really made a mess of me. No need to be embarrassed. You just happen to be a man who loves big breast milfs. You can hold them. Play with them. You can have all of the titty milk you can ever want. Thank you for always being there for me. Oh, hey there. Fancy seeing you here. What brings you out here in the shopping district? You were thinking about checking out the game shops? Why am I not surprised? You are one for your games, are you? What brings me here? Well, I'm planning to go to the beach with the ladies and our kids. So I thought I'll try on and buy new swimsuits. You are welcome to join me on my search. You will? Aw, thank you. So,
I just have one thing to ask you, and I want you to answer me honestly. Did you really have sex with Beatrice and Olivia? So it's true. I never knew that you were into older women. Did it feel good? But don't you feel a little guilty that you fucked two married women? True, one was a workaholic who doesn't even pay attention to his wife anymore, and the other is a cheating scumbag. I guess it was to be expected. How are things with me and my husband? Well, let's just say that we don't really see eye to eye anymore. It's like the passion in our relationship has just disappeared. And on top of it all, I overheard him talk about divorcing with me. I cried for hours once I heard that. Well, the procedure hasn't been done yet, but as far as I'm concerned, we're over. So I guess I'm a free woman. Oh, it looks like we're here. Shall we go in? I managed to get a lot of swimsuits. I just hope that they fit. It is hard finding swimsuit that will support my big bosoms and wide hips. Would you like to see how they look on me? Okay then. Now, which one to try on first? I think I'll try this one first. What do you think of this one piece? Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. And I like how it shows off the side of my waist. But let's see what else we have. Now, what do you think of this bikini? I like this smooth silk skirt that comes with it. Yes, I think I'll go with this one. But first, I have one last swimsuit to try on, and I have a feeling you'll like this one. Just one moment. Now, what about this one? Does this one leave you speechless? I like how this micro bikini barely covers up my nipples and how my butt feels free as it jiggles. Whoever said anything about swimming? They kinda had other plans with this particular one. What kind of plans, you ask? Well, come inside the changing room with me and find out. Oh, don't act all shy. I know you want to do this, and I think your little friend down there wants some action too. Now drop your pants. So hard for me. I'll just push the underpart to the side and tease the head of your cock with my entrance. Here, grope my chest. That's enough teasing. Stick it in, please. You're so damn good at this. How are my tits? Do they feel nice in your hands? Hey. You gotta keep it down a bit. No telling who's in the other changing rooms. You're about to come. Okay, baby. Shoot your seat all up at me. Ooh.
You're like some sort of sex god, you know that? I think I'll also get this one. It seems like you really like it too. Promise me something. Promise me that no matter what happens between us now, that you'll always give me great sex like this. Okay? It's a deal then.
Oh hey, glad you could make
it. We've been waiting for quite a while.
But finally you're here. What's the matter?
See something you like? We just thought we would dress up for this special occasion. What kind of occasion, you ask? Didn't anyone tell you? All of us are divorced now and we are currently looking for a new man.
And we all had the perfect person in mind.
Why, of course it's you. Who else can make three mature women feel special?
You're so thoughtful and caring.
And not to mention you're quite the looker too. And you get along with our kids, so it's like you're the perfect man we've all dreamed of. But enough about that. We all have one question for you.
Will you like dinner?
A bath?
Or us?
Looks like you're eager to fuck three beautiful women.
Ah, fuck. I can't wait anymore. I need to take off these clothes.
Same here.
I'll follow your lead.
What are you waiting for? You strip too. Oh yeah! I'm gonna enjoy devouring you.
Hey, Beatrice. Don't be greedy. I want a nice, big, fat piece of him too.
Don't worry, ladies. There's enough for each of us. Have a seat. Now, what to do with you first?
Stand aside. I want a huge mouthful of his cock. I guess she calls dibs on his cock. Well,
why don't you suck the milk out of my breast? Here, feel how wet my pussy is.
I love the taste of your cock.
I want to shove that thing inside of me. Lay down.
Now let me get on top of you.
Here, let me place my ass on your face and eat out my pussy.
Let's go. I want in on the fun too.
A kiss? From you?
Yes. I love you too as much as our sweetie pie here.
We love you too.
Come on, girls.
Let's all come together.
Exhilarating.
never thought pleasure like that exists.
With that, our relationship has been made into fruition.
Just hope you can keep up with us.
We've been pent up for years.
So we have to make up for all that time.
May your milk fantasy fulfill your every fantasy. We love you so much.